Ready?
You are about to hear Indie Nation's pick of the day. The best independent music on the planet.
Turn it up loud. Greetings, listeners. You're listening to today's pick of the day, and I am Lumpy the Cyber Junkie, the owner and unboss of IndieNation.fm. Been a while since we've done one of these, and I'm actually going to do it a little bit differently today. I have someone else with me to start it off.
Hey, I'm Dallin. How's it going?
It's going pretty darn good for me, and it seems to be a good day for music and torrents, no? Well, and movies, too.
It seems to be a good day for entertainment in general, especially if you, you don't like to pay a whole lot of money for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I came across an article yesterday talking about Paramount Pictures, you know, the big movie studio. And apparently they are going to be releasing a feature film. The film name of the film is The Tunnel. It's a horror movie, and apparently it's much anticipated among horror movie buffs. But Paramount is going to be releasing this movie via BitTorrent. And, whereas normally or traditionally movie studios would release their movies in a movie theater, Paramount's releasing this one via BitTorrent.
Yeah, and I remember back in the days, and I'll go back to nostalgic things like VHS. Paramount did the same thing in the 80s when they released a whole bunch of video pre-recorded movies for 1995, which was not that much more than a blank videotape then. I think it's really cool, and you know what? I gotta admit it. I'm not a big BitTorrent person, but I am going to make sure I get this movie. And
well, you know, to tell you the truth, I haven't really been into BitTorrent myself either. But if studios like that, like Paramount, keep releasing content like this via BitTorrent, then I just may become a regular torrent fan because, you know, the content's free. It's first-rate content, you know, great production. And it's just a great way for Paramount to get their content out there and, you know, generate some buzz about their movies.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, it's been done before by, like, independent people, BitTorrent releases. I think there was a Pioneer One.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, but I mean, as far as, like, the big, you know, it's interesting because studios like Paramount have been very vocal and very adamant in their opposition to file sharing services because of all of the copyright violations that can happen with those kinds of services.
But
it seems like they've changed their tune.
Well, yeah, they have had to have changed their tune because eventually they have no choice.
If you can't beat them, join them, right?
Well, maybe they're finally getting that. I couldn't find any actual online articles on it or references to it, but I remember reading at one point in time that, you know, the telegraph companies said if you want a telegraph office in your hotel, you're not allowed to install phones.
Now that's interesting.
I mean, the player piano industry was sued by the sheet music industry because that technology was going to ruin the sheet music industry. New technology has pretty much always been opposed by the status quo industry.
Well, of course.
Change is too expensive. Change is too expensive.
They've got to reevaluate what they're doing and try and compete. Perish the thought. No, I think this is great. I think this will be great ultimately for the movie industry. It's a great way to get their material out there. You know, they don't have to release everything via BitTorrent, but, you know, high quality movies like this one, they're sure to generate some buzz, and people are going to be on the lookout for more videos. And, you know, if people like this movie, then maybe they'll be inclined to buy the DVD with all that extra content, you know, or maybe they'll be inclined to buy other Paramount merchandise or go to the movie theater to see Paramount movies in the future. Maybe the sequel will come out and they'll only release that in theaters. You know, it's just a good publicity and marketing tool.
Maybe it's not Blu-ray quality.
Well, yeah, I guarantee it's not going to be Blu-ray quality.
You know, I mean, the new business model and the new media order, I refer to that as like an equation, right? and it's basically a Trent Reznor thing. It is connect with your fans plus give them an incentive to buy equals the new business model.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, it is, if you can't beat them, join them. Take a look in your TeamSpeak window there and see how long this has been going on.
Yeah, let's see. What do we got here?
This is just classic.
Oh, 8-track piracy is killing the music business. Oh, this is classic.
I mean, you know, can you believe that? And by the way, it is Pioneer One. Is the independent film I was thinking about. They have 2 downloads available on BitTorrent for free. It's like
right.
A new serial type of thing. I've watched both of them. I gotta admit, it looks like the office scenes were filmed in a storage facility somewhere. You know, it's definitely a B movie, but it's got a fan base that is actually maintaining its production.
Well, and I have a hunch that this movie that Paramount's releasing, The Tunnel, is going to be a little bit better quality than that one.
Well, I'm sure it is. That's why it's really big news. Nothing against the independent film people.
Oh, not at all. I think it's great. Yeah.
Well, Gavin Salkeld, who does our background music for us and our bumpers and our betters, he does a lot of movie soundtracks and scores, and he's been in a number of independent films, and the awesome thing is they're entirely fan-supported.
Well, and that's great, and that's what's so great about independent music and independent movies is you've got that element of a lot of them are community projects, and a lot of them are funded by the fans. And so, I mean, you're going to just get a different product at the end, whereas, you know, with a big studio like Paramount, they've got the financial backing that they can really just pour money into these productions, you know, and create, you know, movie theater quality productions. And so, I mean, it's a different animal, but it's still, you know, it's still a big deal that Paramount's releasing this thing via BitTorrent.
I think it's awesome. And I think it's also awesome that Sick of Sarah, Adam Ant Records, doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, this is right up our alley, IndieNation.fm. We're all about indie music, right? So Sick of Sarah, an indie band, they recently released their latest album. The name of the album is 2205 or 2205 or however you want to say it. They released it free via BitTorrent as well. And BitTorrent, what they did was they actually packaged this album with their software. So anybody that downloaded the BitTorrent software, unless they opted out, they actually got this album bundled with the software. And instantly it was seeded. If they downloaded it, it was instantly seeded. And so it just created kind of a domino effect. So within 18 days, this album reached over 1 million downloads, and it's still being downloaded as we speak. In fact, I downloaded the album tonight, listened to a few tracks, and you know what? They have a great sound. I mean, they're not bad at all. It's, you know, great sound, great songs, great lyrics. I'm really impressed with the tunes, and they're free, and you can't beat that.
And, you know, I'm looking now. Here's the thing: connect with your fans. I heard about this coming out because I'm a Torrent Freak reader a while back, and I had checked out some of it, and I made a little mental note to, you know, look for this. And I will certainly say that it is an album that once you listen to it for the first time, you know you're going to listen to it again. And one of the things that they very intelligently put in there was their tour dates. And
well, not only did they put their tour dates in there, they put in a link to their website. They put in a link to their merchandise. They even put in a copy of the Creative Commons license. I mean, they went about this the right way.
And I'll tell you what, I was perked enough to open up the tour dates.
Well, they've also got some band photos as well that aren't too shabby, if I do say so.
I haven't looked at the photos yet. I guess that'll have to be another pick of the day we decide on, is which one of those we toss in the post. But
and
they got credit for the photos, and you know, for the photographer, and yeah, those are some interesting photos. Yeah, we'll be looking at those. But let's see what's left on the tour dates.
Well, let's see.
Today's the
18th?
Yeah, today's 19th. The 8th. Oh, March 20th, they're in Texas.
Yep, March 20th, they're in San Antonio. 24th, they're in Tampa.
25th,
Jacksonville. Yeah. Let's see, 27th, they're in Charlotte, North Carolina. And the 30th, they're in New York. And it looks like they wrap up their tour on March 31st in Cambridge.
You know, there may be more dates online at their website, which is actually sickofsarah.com. We'll get you there.
And yeah, their tour date PDF actually includes a link to their Facebook page, facebook.com/sickofsarah. And they've also got a Twitter account, sickofsarah. So talk about your a good way to market your band and get your name out there and get some publicity out there for free. I mean, they're giving away their album for free, but at the same time, they are getting some massive free publicity out of this. You know, they wanted to release this via BitTorrent, according to the Torrent Freak article. That's what they really wanted to do, was to reach a larger number of fans, attract more people to their band, and hopefully generate enough buzz that it would attract more people to their live concerts and even to their merchandise.
Well, and that equation really, this example fits that equation really well. You had never heard of them before I shared them with you. I had never heard of them before the BitTorrent. So obviously that type of publicity generated at least two downloads. And I know our tech director is talking about this band. And I know that Cleta in IRC is talking about this band, because she got, so we're up to a handful, right?
Oh, well, the numbers speak for themselves. You know, over 1 million downloads in 18 days.
And why else would we look at the tour dates, though? We would be interested in going. So obviously, we hooked with the incentive to buy. We're here talking about them. I'd go see them.
I'd go see them, totally.
I mean, this is a rocking band.
Well, and it's also interesting that it's actually this album release has broken a record, apparently, for the largest number of seeders for an audio track or for a music torrent. As of March 16th, Clearbit's tracker reported 82,943 seeders. That, for a music torrent, that's unheard of.
Okay, and I'm at their Facebook page, which is where their tour dates are.
Yeah.
They go to Connecticut next. New London, Connecticut on April Fool's Day.
Okay.
They have 58 they have 58 guests confirmed, you know, listed there. Then they go to the UK.
You got to believe that they've extended their tour in large part due to the popularity of their torrent release.
Their Facebook page goes to July, and they're in Cleveland. I got something to do July 20th, man.
There you go. But, you know, it's kind of the same deal as the Paramount releasing their movie via BitTorrent. It's a great way to get your content out there to a large number of people in a very short period of time.
No, we're talking about this. Are they releasing it in the theater or just through BitTorrent or what?
Sick of Sarah?
Both.
Well, I believe Sick of Sarah, they are torrent only, and I know that Paramount, they're releasing a DVD as well in conjunction with their BitTorrent download. And the gimmick with the DVD is it's going to include some extra footage, some interviews, production notes, that kind of thing. Some additional bonus content that the BitTorrent version will not include. So for the diehard fans that really want that stuff, they can go get the DVD.
Well, that's a good way to do it. What else do we want to say about? You know what? I'm going to go see them. I think, I really do.
Well, hey, if you like indie music, if you like to support the indie music scene, Sick of Sarah. From what I've heard, they sound great. I would definitely, I definitely wouldn't mind seeing them in concert at all.
That is, I bet you can buy the Sick of Sarah at the website too.
Yeah,
a CD if you want it. Same type of parallel.
Right, if you want a physical copy.
That's what I'm going to check right now, because, of course, store. Also, I got to say, it's a really nice-looking website. And for a music site, a musician site, it's got all the gadgets and whistles that you want. It doesn't look cluttered, and it's fairly clean-looking.
Yeah, they're selling their CD, their yep, album on CD for $10.
And their previous one, which is cool.
Their previous album. I think it's great. Yeah, their website looks great. When it comes to websites, I'm all about less is more. You know, just let me get to the content easily. Make it look nice, but don't overdo it. And yeah, they've got whoever their web designer is did a good job.
Now, you said you downloaded a package that actually had the torrent included, the software?
According to the Torrent Freak article, anybody who downloaded the BitTorrent software had that automatically bundled with it. I just found a torrent.
That's what I did, used, too. Yeah,
I used torrent software that I already had.
What are you using?
But again, I'm actually using Free Download Manager.
I went to look for Azurius.
Uh-huh.
It's got a different name now. Used it.
Yeah, I downloaded. I use Free Download Manager. I've used it for a couple of years now. I love it, and it has BitTorrent support. Torrent support. So it's exactly what I needed. And so I just found the torrent file, and the entire album downloaded in like 30 seconds because of the number of cedars.
Yeah, it was like instant. It really was.
I didn't have to wait at all.
So next, we shall decide what we're going to play by them.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's a tough choice.
Each tune is catchy. Each tune is catchy. It really is. I mean,
they don't all sound the same. That's the other reason you know you're going to listen again. You're not going to know which tune you like the best, I think, the first time.
No, that's the problem I'm having, is I'm going to have to really listen. You have those albums that you come across occasionally where every song you don't feel inclined to forward to the next song. I think this is one of those albums.
It's certainly the way I listened to it the first time. I listened to it several times since. I think three full times through.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's going on my smartphone.
It's a good one. So, yeah, it's definitely a very good album. What are we going to play for them?
Oh, they've got a few good tracks. Actually, I don't think there's one track on there that I don't like. But, you know, we can't play them all, at least not right now. So why don't we start with the leadoff track?
Overexposed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did like that one myself. And you said you like Simple Parts.
Yeah, Simple Parts. That's also it's reminiscent of Coldplay a little bit, at least in my strange mind. I kind of made that connection.
What'd you think of Autograph?
Autograph's another good one. I actually like the lyrics in that one.
I do too.
It has a good, interesting message.
And again, I think that's a pretty good three-song selection, so let's run it right down again for them. We're going to start with Overexposed, and then?
And then Simple Parts.
And last but not least, Autograph. And it will be a super long pick of the day for you listeners here at IndieNation.fm, but that's going to close it out for us. We've talked enough about BitTorrents and file sharing and the new media order for today, and instead of just giving you one track, like I said, we're going to give you these three, and we are going to close it out with Sick of Sarah.
For your thoughts, if you care to drop them off, or you can meet me at the station, I'm beyond the hesitation. You're racking up miles to reach me. The ticket was void, the driver was lost, and the people on the bus are telling you to get off. Run, 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 run as fast as you can. Tell me how low can you go? You're in out of control land. Oh no, you're overexposed when. Show no skin for them to let you in.
it breaks. And it breaks you right down now. And it breaks. And it breaks you right down now. Over exposure. And it breaks you right down now. Over exposure.
Thank you.
IndieNation.fm, your source for the latest and greatest independent music on the planet.
Indie Nation listeners, the staff here at Indie Nation, just as almost everyone else in the world, is stunned and amazed by the magnitude of assistance that Japan will need to recover from the recent tsunami. We are also aware that there are already many scammers attempting to take advantage of sympathetic hearts. We suggest that you donate $10 to the American Red Cross by texting 90999.